day after Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's first ever visit to a coffee farm in South Africa, between Durban and Pietermaritzburg, in a valley called the Valley of a Thousand Hills, not far from Assegai, is where I visited my first ever coffee plantation. Owned by Rick James and his family, Ashley, his daughter, and his wife, who are in the business as well, and he's been doing this for about 20 years. Bit of an improvised gentleman, a great character really. And I took him a bit by surprise because I wanted some green beans as well. After the tour where he showed us exactly everything, he actually also gave me some green beans, which I'm playing with right now. And I've got them on a tray laid out in the sun, and I'll tell you why just in a minute. But what the amazing thing was on the farm was for me to be face to face, close, very close, to coffee trees. And I saw ripe cherries. I saw unripe cherries. I saw flowering cherries all on the same bush. It was quite amazing. And he's got a few varieties there. He's growing Arabica beans. And then he also showed us, you know, the whole process, the machine where you actually separate the cherry from the pulp and the mucilage that's there as well. So it has this big machine with two kind of rough looking plates which separate the skin of the cherry. Then it goes down a chute into some water and it's been washed there for two whole days until all the mucilage is actually off. And it was interesting because he gave us a cherry and I just squeezed it between my fingers and he said, taste it. And I tasted it and tasted very, very sweet. And I couldn't get that mucilage off as well. I had it in my mouth for about 2 hours and it was still there. Then it goes put onto a patio and dried onto a patio, which takes about 3 to 6 weeks, he said. Of course, it does rain in South Africa as well. And that means that you've got to cover it up and then uncover it again. But now we've had some beautiful days here. And I'm here, set in front of these green beans. And I took Rick by surprise. He didn't have any green beans there. So he had some where that skin was still on it, which he then put through a machine, which was another rough machine, which he doesn't use very often, but he had to be fast and do it, where you then put those beans with the other skin on it to separate that skin from the green bean to then be able to roast that bean. And sadly, he had to put those beans through that very machine more than once. And some of the beans that already had the skin taken off went through that machine again and got squashed. So I'm here separating the good green beans from the really flattened and not good beans, because then I'm going to take that and put it in a lovely bag, all the good beans, and have it roasted, probably by CGP in Vienna. That would be great fun, wouldn't it? Coffee Mumbo Jumbo with some green beans, taking a taster of what it's like to be on a farm.